Welcome to Teach Kids, a public service commentary by Child Evangelism Fellowship, helping you teach truth to the kids in your life.
Who would have thought the world would be hunkered down like this? It's disturbing, but also a time of great opportunity. CEF normally reaches over 25 million children a year with face-to-face ministry, mostly in after-school Good News Clubs, and all that is shut down. But miraculously, God is using all of this for good. We're finding innovative ways to reach children, and when this is all over, those innovations will stay. With people's concerns about death, hearts are more open to the subject of eternal life. CEF has a beautiful track titled The Greatest Doctor, paralleling the virus with something even more dangerous, sin, and how it separates us from God. But there's a complete cure. The tract has been translated into many languages and is available online as a free digital download that can be shared with others. Just go to cefonline.com/COVID-19 for this and many other free COVID-19 resources for use with children and their parents. I'll read the first part of the tract to you now and then give you that address again for the free digital download. The Greatest Doctor. Is the coronavirus the worst danger we are facing, or is there a more dangerous problem? Who will save us from this danger? When everyone around us speaks about the danger of the coronavirus, it's natural to feel afraid. Everything is getting more difficult. We can't go out of our homes or meet with our friends. We also have a lot of questions, and not knowing the answers can cause fear. Has God stopped loving us? Is God angry with us? Is it the end of the world? It's not wrong to ask questions, but we should go to the Bible to get our answers. We need to hear what God has to say. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, all the people in the world, no matter what language they speak, where they live, or the color of their skin, God loves every one of us because He created us." Even though the coronavirus separates us from the people we love, sin is much worse because it separates us from God forever. When you disobey your parents, hit your brother, lie, steal, or even think about doing something wrong to someone, it is sin. We were born with sin, so we can't enjoy being with God. Because He is holy. He does not think, say, or do anything wrong. You and I have sinned. The Bible says, no one is righteous, not even one. Sin separates you from being with God in heaven someday and being His friend right now. Sin is a problem worse than any sickness. There is a solution. Doctors are trying to create vaccines and medicines to help fight the virus. It isn't your fault if you get the virus, but you were born with a sin problem. God has already given us the only cure for our sin, and that is Jesus Christ. When Jesus lived on earth, He had a human body like us, but He was still God the Son. While on earth, He cured many diseases and did many other miracles. He also taught people about God. But the reason He came to earth was to make a way for us to be forgiven of our sin. Jesus allowed Himself to be nailed to a cross, where He bled and died for our sin. He died, was buried, and then came alive again on the third day. Now He's in heaven, preparing a place for those who believe in Him. The remainder of the tract explains how we can try to stop the virus, but we can know for sure that we have our sins forgiven by trusting in Jesus. I want to encourage you to take every opportunity to share this and other evangelistic resources with people you know who are concerned right now. Get your free digital copy at cefonline.com/COVID-19.
Teach Kids is a public service commentary by Child Evangelism Fellowship.